Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Nude Hard Seltzer.
It's a party, baby.
On 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. No Ben Brust today. BT and Benny back on the Big Ten Network. Gabe Neitzel, host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Mornings 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Back with us here on Scalzo and Brust, along with Chris Larson and, of course, Joshy DiMaggio. What's up, Gabe?
Do you do the happy whatever day it is just to make sure you keep track of the days? Because, like, all time has lost meaning during COVID-19. Like, just it's just a nice reminder of, yes, today is Thursday, because at least 4 days a week, I wake up thinking it's not the day it actually is.
Yeah, I slip up once in a while. I don't know how it got started, but I do happy whatever day of the week it is. But yes, it usually helps me. Like, I'll have to think it through. Today feels like a Wednesday, but it's actually a Thursday. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's how it feels to me. And I agree.
I think that's a good thing. Anytime you think, like, if it's Thursday and you think it's Tuesday, and then you find out it's Thursday, that's a win. Because we're just all trying to get to the weekend, man.
I guess, but my weekend's all not that much different than my weekday at this point, to your point. Although it is getting nice enough outside where you can kind of at least enjoy yourself for more than an hour or so outside, as opposed to most of February. So, it's a good reminder for what day it is, but every day blends together, I would say.
I was just curious. As you were yelling happy Thursday, it just crossed my mind.
844-770-3776, patented official Scalzo and Brust talking text line. Get us on Twitter as well, at Scalzo and Brust. J.J. Watt all over the news today, reportedly getting offers between $15 and $16 million. Those are the reports out there right now. But not only that, breaking out some significant nap takes on Twitter, as he tweeted out today, midday naps. Loathed as a child, revered in adulthood. I, for one, am not a napper. I wish that I could nap. I tend to lay down and just not be able to do so, get distracted, and it's not a productive use of time. I don't know how I can nap, to be honest with you.
I can see that. I can see you being the guy that just can't shut your mind off for the 30 to 45 minutes that you need for a nap. I can see your mind not being able to shut down just long enough to be able to take that nap, because it's just bouncing around. You're a busy guy. You got a lot of things going on. You're an important guy. You know, you got sales, you got a kid coming, you got the show you got to worry about. You're a busy, important guy, Greg, so I can understand why your mind would not. Now, for the rest of us schlubs who aren't busy and important like yourself, napping is really, I mean, it's an art form, Josh. Would you say that? Napping's an art form.
I take my naps extremely seriously. You got to have the right setup. You got to have the right timing. You got to have the right duration. There's so many levels to the perfect nap that you can't just willy-nilly go out there and decide I'm going to take a nap.
What do you mean you can't willy-nilly? And here's the thing, and I get the, it's not just the busy factor, Gabe, because even when I'm on vacation, I can't really nap. Like, if my wife goes back, you know, and we take a nap, like, even on our honeymoon, right? You're on the beach, you're just supposed to relax. She would take a nap, I would read a book. Like, I have a hard time laying there, and usually I stay up late enough at night where it's just, I don't have a choice. I just fall asleep. Like, I don't have to, like, put myself to sleep. The thing that you're telling me, though, is that, like, maybe I'm just doing it wrong. Maybe I just don't know how to nap. If it's an art, and you're saying, how long is the proper nap?
I would say 30 to 45.
30 to 45. How long are you laying down before you go, like you fall asleep for the nap?
It kind of depends. Depends upon the day. Depends upon what I did that morning. Like, I'll tell you what, and my girlfriend has like taken pictures of me napping in the ridiculous golf pants that I have many a time. So like if I had played, you know, 18 holes in the morning, I come back, there's golf on TV. It's a Saturday right around 1 o'clock. I had, you know, maybe I had a beer or two on the golf course. You know, I lay down for a little bit, and next thing I know, my eyes are resting, and 45 minutes later, I wake up all refreshed, ready for another cold one.
See, that sounds so nice.
Question, Gabe, you nap, like, fully clothed? You don't switch into some, like, house pants or maybe a pair of, like, nice athletic shorts? Because even if they're comfortable pants, like I imagine your crazy golf pants are, mm-hmm. I still need to get out of them. I still need something new. I need to set the mood that I'm going to be napping.
So I can understand that because I understand that I am someone that can literally sleep anywhere. Like, this is a gift that I have had since birth. Like, there is a picture on my phone of me as a child, hand up my shirt, passed out at the table. Like, dinner table, dinner's right there. I'm catching some Z's. Like, I have been ever since I fell asleep once getting a haircut as a child. Like, if I get relaxed in the right situation, yeah, I'm going to fall asleep. That's just how it works. So even I understand how some people would need to change to a more comfortable clothing option if you're going to take a nap in the middle of the day. I do not need to do that because of the gift that I have been given.
I take my
nap. So it's just pure talent is what you're saying.
I mean, not really talent. It's really more of the one of those things. Like, I mean, Deion Sanders is really fast. That was just given to him. Like, that was, you know, like, you can train all you want. You're just not going to be as fast as Deion Sanders. Like, you can try to train all you want. I just don't think you're going to be able to fall asleep the way that I fall asleep.
Wait, so generally, do you go to bed to take a nap?
No.
Or are you doing it on the couch?
No, okay. No, Greg.
If you take a nap in your bed, The only exception to taking a nap in the bed that's okay is if you are living with a roommate and, like, you don't want to take up the communal area by taking a nap. So, like, you have no other option. But, like, if you live by yourself and you're deciding in the middle of the day to take a nap and you go to your bed, no, that's not taking a nap. That's going to bed. You're going to bed in the middle of the day. And that, to me, is... I mean, it's pretty psychopathic. Like, I don't think I can trust you as a person. I probably think you've buried some bodies in the backyard.
844-770-3776. Some strong nap takes there from Gabe Neitzel. Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. We did put up the poll. How long is the perfect nap? 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, or right in? And we have the 30 and 45 minutes currently tied at 30%. Ron in the Key wants to know, Josh, are you an octogenarian?
Huh? I don't know what's an octogenarian?
Wow, look at this. I feel like you would rip Ben Brust. And now Joshy's on the other side. It's an old person.
So would that mean I'm in my 80? What's the octa
yes,
have to?
It is. Okay. I believe it is. You are specifically in your 80s, but it's kind of used as a pejorative. Are you old?
No. Is he referencing that I like need to change out of clothes? Is that what it is? I just like to be comfortable. Comfort is key.
Yeah, especially when you're in your home. Like, there's nothing wrong with being comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the type of person, even if I wear, like, comfortable pants to work, to out, wherever, first thing I do when I get home, you drop the trousers and throw on either some sweats or you throw on some athletic shorts and you start cruising.
So as soon as you get home, you're changing.
First thing that comes off, like, yeah, I put down my whatever I have, I empty my pockets, and I'm changing out of what I wore for the day.
Hilsey chimes in, the official unofficial nickname giver of Scalzo and Brust, says, I am totally listening to this show in bed and may just fall asleep. So, Gabe, you're saying that Hilsey probably has some bodies in his backyard.
Yeah, unless he's just going to bed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is entirely possible. Maybe he's the octogenarian of the group where he's going to bed. You know, he had dinner at 3:30, now it's time for bed at 4. He's going to be waking up at 3 a.m. to start his day. Who takes a nap in your bed? That's called going to bed. And the other thing about taking a nap in your bedroom, like, you're running the risk of falling asleep for way too long.
You have to change before you get into your bed, too. Like, you don't want to wear 100%. Outside clothes in bed.
100%.
That, to me, is body in the backyard type behavior right there. But yeah, I guess that if you're changing into what you sleep in and getting into bed, I could see that. Yeah.
That's called going to bed.
Yeah, I'm very persuadable here. I don't have that many nap takes, but it seems like the Scalzo and Bruss family does. So call us 844-770-3776. You can text us there as well or on Twitter at Scalzo and Bruss. Ron in the Key says you're an old guy because you have house pants, Joshy. The idea that you referred to them as house pants makes you an octogenarian, which I guess is a fair point him now that I think about it.
I've never called my pants house pants except for when I did it on the radio about 3 minutes ago. I don't know where that came from. I guess
good catch by Ron.
You have a nightgown and a sleeping cap, too? Go to bed like Ebenezer Scrooge?
I don't know why I didn't use sweatpants, because that's what I was really talking about.
Wear my house pants. How did we not catch that, Greg?
I have no idea how we didn't catch that, but I'm glad that Ron and the Key did, because that is an old move right there. 844-770-3776, JJ Watt, Josh DiMaggio, Gabe Neitzel, 3 peas in a pod. They're all nap guys. We're taking nap takes here on Scalzo and Brust. We'll go to Z in the D, a happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Yeah. So, nap takes. All right. There is a thing called such the perfect nap. I think the perfect nap is like a 1 hour nap, but you can't do it after 6 p.m. I think you could do it from like 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 3 to 4, whatever, or anytime during the day, 1 hour max. And what I do when I take my naps, I always set my alarm for an hour and a half ahead of time. I have this thing called nap time on my alarm. I always set an hour and a half. I always wake up usually at an hour and 5 minutes, hour into the nap time. And then the next 20 minutes, I'm just on my phone scrolling around, and that's what I call the perfect nap. And then usually I go to bed about 10:30, 11 o'clock. So, you know, but yeah, there is a thing called the perfect nap. And I do it in my bedroom, actually. I don't do it on the couch because I just like my bedroom. I want to be comfortable.
Then you need to get a better couch, my friend. You need to invest in a better couch, because if you have the right couch, it is easy to fall asleep and take the nap while the TV is on. And again, the best time to nap isn't even the winter nap. It's the summer nap. You got baseball, you know, a midday baseball game on. You got golf on the TV, something like that, a little slower moving. You know, you take a little nap. Maybe you miss the leaders finish up the front nine, but then they hit the back nine. Oh, yeah, you wake up, you catch all that action, have a couple of pops. That is the perfect Saturday.
I agree with you, Gabe, that sleep on a couch is amazing. But I have 2 issues with sleeping on the couch. One, I did have a nice couch, but I have 2 dogs. One dog is 170 pounds, and one dog is 100 pounds.
Taco.
And at least one of the dogs Taco wants to lay on the couch with me. Number two is that they constantly want to keep licking me while I'm laying on the couch.
Mm.
So that's really where the issue comes in. And I can't sleep with the TV on. I have to sleep with a fan.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for the call.
Appreciate the nap take.
I've got something I want Gabe to ponder here, because we need to go to break soon. And the Scalzo and Bruss family, do you like sunlight in your nap? Like some sunlight peeking through? Because I do love a little sun.
Oh, I don't even need to think about that. Just peeking a little bit through, keeping it just that little bit, like raising your body temp just a hair more, making it a little bit more comfy as you're laying there. Yeah, no, perfect. That's perfect, Joshy.
844-770-3776. Do you like a little sunlight in your nap? Call us, text us.
We got nuanced takes, man. The perfect nap, there are a lot of layers. It's not just as mad. It's not as simple as just falling asleep, folks.
We will continue to get your nap takes. The Scalzo and Bruss family. Call us, text us, tweet us. Next at Scalzo and Bruss.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
At Scalzo and Brust, check out the Long Island Laser, courtesy of our intern who put that together. I'm not sure he's the best graphic designer.
Yeah, it's not exactly Mozart. Why are you shocked?
Because he makes music.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
My name.
on Scalzo and Bruss. Gabe Neitzel in for BTN Benny. Benny on the Big Ten Network. Gabe Neitzel, of course. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Mornings, 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee. I'm Greg Scalzo, Chris Larson, Joshie DiMaggio, and you, the Scalzo and Brust family, 844-770-3776. Call us, text us. J.J. Watt gave us a nap take today on Twitter. He said, midday naps, loathed as a child, revered in adulthood. That produced a lot of nap tapes, nap takes from the Deion Sanders of napping, Gabe Neitzel. And I don't know, Gabe.
Should I make my own Letterman jacket with my own, like, my own Letterman napping jacket? Like Deion was wearing his own Letterman jacket giving his press conference over the weekend.
I think that would be a good look for you. And J.J. Watt, also a fan of the Letterman jacket, famously. Joshie DiMaggio, you didn't compare yourself to an artist. If you were to compare yourself to anybody, an artist, an athlete, who would you compare yourself to in the nap game?
I don't know if I would be an athlete. I think I'd consider myself like a cultural critic of it, where I have a lot of opinions. I judge other people's way to take naps. I've got
like the Siskel or Ebert, like, yeah. You'd be, you know, like a famous critic.
Yeah.
You're the Roger Ebert of napping.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Perfect. That's great. That's what we've got here. 844-770-3776 in the Scalzo and Bruss family. You all seem to have your nap right. takes as well.
I've got a question for you, Greg. I've got a question.
Okay.
So you famously have said now that you can't nap. Like, it's difficult for you to do because once you're up, you're up.
Yes.
But what about, and I'm not talking about when you were in college, but I know, I mean, you've been at ESPN Madison for a long time. And, you know, you're a little bit older now. And as you got to your late 20s, those 11 a.m. kickoffs that include a 9 a.m. Wisconsin College game day where you start drinking pretty early. You know, you're drinking. And then after the game, after everything, like, have you been ever gone home, taken a little bit nap just to rally to make sure you can make it out for the rest of the night? Is that something you've ever done?
No, because here's the other problem with me napping, Gabe, is that on a day like that, I go home and go to sleep at 6 p.m., I'm done. I'm not getting back up and go out. But I can make it until midnight, probably. You know what I mean?
Like, sure. Either you power through or that's it.
Or I call it. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, have I napped before? Absolutely. The rare nap for me is the severely hungover Sunday, where when I'm really hungover, I wake up super early. Like, I can't sleep in when I don't feel great. And so I'll be up at like 7 a.m. And then rarely I'll be able to kind of nap in the afternoon, but that's just a power. I'm laying on the couch and eventually fall asleep move. So, no, but I had a buddy text in, who's got three wonderful kids, and he said, never was a nap guy before. Parental life changes that, you'll see. So maybe once I have a kid and the kid's napping, maybe I will become a better napper here. And so I like the idea of not in the bed. I'm on board with that. Joshie put out there, do you like a little sunlight in your nap? So I will get to both of you guys for your responses on that in a moment, but I do want to go to Mitchell in Whitefish Bay, who's on the line, 844-770-3776. Mitchell, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. Nap takes. What do you have?
Greg and Gabe, two of my all-time favorites. It's great to hear your voices together.
Thanks, buddy. So Greg, you got some hot nap takes to share with us, Mitchell?
I certainly hope so. So, Greg, firstly, I feel so badly for you that you are not a napper. I feel like you are missing one of the key components of life. And that might change for you when you have a kid. But having two kids, I was always a napper. I'm still a napper. And I just, like, I think, you know, I don't want to speak for Gabe, but, like, I think those of us who are good at napping just feel so badly for you. One thing I want to say, when JJ said about midday naps, I think we can all agree that when we say midday, we do mean post lunch, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Nobody's taking like a nap over lunch. It's got to be a post nap situation, right?
Yeah, it's post lunch. You're 100% correct. Yeah, nobody's taking a nap at 11 a.m. That's kind of strange. It's always after lunch. Yes.
Yep. Yes. Talking about the couch and having a great couch to nap on, I had a great couch. It was totally run down. I had it maybe just post-college for years. It's now down in the basement. We got like a really nice new couch, but it's not comfy. And so my couch game is weak right now. I do take my naps upstairs in bed. But I also say to the previous caller who sets the alarm, if you're taking a beautiful nap, you can't have an alarm waking you up. You
That's 100%. He's right. He's absolutely right.
Mitchell bringing it as always. It is great to hear from you, my friend. Mitchell in Whitefish
Bay. Real quick, Greg. One more thing about the octogenarian and changing when you get home. My 8-year-old is the queen of all time. She gets home from school. She immediately gets on her pajamas, and she is pajamaed up for the rest of the afternoon through dinner all night long. And she is the coziest, comfiest kid on earth. So I will go to bat for changing into, I don't know about changing from athletic pants into other athletic pants, but changing into your PJs is a way to go.
Well, what about changing?
Thank you for the call. That fits the octogenarian definition.
I was going to ask Mitchell about changing from, when you get home, do you call them house pants? Like, I just want to know if anybody else calls them house pants other than Josh.
Josh in the house pants, yes. That is why he was called an octogenarian, and Ron and the Key will not let up as he's sending in memes of old guys going to bed with the hat. Like, remember the pajama hat?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
Sleeping cap.
Sleeping cap, thank you.
Mitchell brought up one important thing there that we haven't got to is the basement nap. The basement nap, if somebody has a finished basement and it's a hot summer day, you're outside doing whatever, I know I like a little sunlight, but if I can go somewhere where it's about 5 degrees cooler than it is in the rest of the house and take a nap there, I'm a big fan of that one as well.
Yeah, the basement nap, there is definitely a value to the basement nap. The question was, do we like a little sunlight? And I think the sunlight question, Josh, the more I think about it, I'm still very pro sunlight.
Yeah.
But if it's a hot summer day, if we're talking 85, 90 degrees, yeah, getting down to that basement, if you've got that as an option, just cool yourself down just that little bit, it makes all the difference.
There is no sunlight in the basement nap.
Not always so, correct. If you have a basement where maybe there's some sliding doors, some sliding doors, in it, you can get some sunlight through there. The bigger
basements are you in?
In the newer basements, you have the windows you can like actually crawl out of, so they're much larger. You can get sunlight that way. Sunlight is a problem in there. I do like sunlight, but you can get it there.
On Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, do you like a little sunlight in your nap? 72% of you say no. 28% of you say yes. Not a big sunlight in your nap group here.
For the ones saying no, I'm just saying, not a ton of sunlight, but just that little bit of sunlight. Obviously, you don't want the sunlight hitting you in the eyes, because if the sunlight is beating down into your eyes, even if they're closed, it's tough, right? It's tough. But if you're just getting that little bit, that little beam of sunlight coming in through the window, just kind of glancing off of your shades or whatever you happen to have around your windows, that just kind of keeps you that little bit warmer, you're missing out. Like, there's a perfect way to do it. There's a real good combination that you're missing out on.
How long is the perfect nap on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust? 1 hour now leads the way at 39%, followed by 30 minutes at 30%, then 45 minutes at 23%, other right in at 7.8%. David Smirling, the winner of the subscribe rate review challenge of the Scalzo and Brust experience, he chimes in on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, says, if it's more than an hour, I wake up feeling like garbage.
Now, that's a good call. That's a good call. You want to try to keep it, to me, in that 30 to 45 minute range. When you start creeping over an hour, yeah, then you're starting to cut into what, your sleep is going to be for that night. And maybe you end up going to bed a little bit later, throws off your sleep cycle. The perfect nap, it's got to be between 30 and 45 minutes.
Our guy Ralph chimes in again on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, says it's 30 minutes. If you wake up after 45 minutes or 1 hour of napping, you're interrupting your sleep cycle, which can cause you to be irritable and groggy.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
But take that science elsewhere.
Abby also adds
napping is an art, Greg. I don't know if we've made this clear to you. Napping isn't some scientific process. It's an art. You have to have the perfect setting. There's no rhyme or reason. Some people nap for different reasons. Well, some people nap for different durations.
You're arguing with me. I'm reading what the family is saying. I'm not even giving you my take.
I was stressing the importance of napping being an art form.
It's the most passionate I think I've ever seen Josh DiMaggio on anything. Napping gets you going, Josh. I like this.
He's 100% correct with it being an art form. You know, some people, you know, the only stance I have is I don't, you know, if you're changing your clothes and going to bed, to me, that's going to bed. Although we've had some takes already that have softened me a little bit on that stance where, you know, maybe you've got a situation where you don't want to, you know, a bunch of people run around the house. It's going to be tougher. So you just go to your bed. Or in the situation, Z and the D said he needed that fan. Some people need that fan and that just that little bit of ambient noise to get them to fall asleep. So I'm more open to the bed nap than I was when we started this conversation.
Gabe, are you a fan of doing like a little road nap? Maybe somewhere, not meaning literally on the road, but like outside in a hammock, outside in like a reclinable chair. Wow.
Hammock nap the hammock nap is tough to pull off because you got to find the perfect hammock, right? Like, not everybody knows how to hang their hammock. So in order to pull that off, you need to have somebody who knows what they're doing with the hammock.
Speaking of, Avi Schmidt chimes in on Twitter at Scalzo and Bruff, says, the longer, the better. 1 or 0 next on Scalzo and Bruff.
That's what she said.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
Scalzo and Brust has the best, most loyal, smartest,
intelligent.
I don't know about smartest, but best fans out there.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
It is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Nude Hard Seltzer. No Ben Brust today. Big Ten Benny down on the Big Ten Network. Gabe Neitzel in his place. You hear him, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, mornings on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee and podcasting them wherever you get your podcast. Chris Larson, Josh DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Brust family. A lot of nap takes. Keep them coming on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. Texting us 844-770-3776. But right now, it's time for some 1 or 0.
Are you a 1 or a 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
Gabe Neitzel, Greg Scalzo, we are your contestants for 1 or 0. Josh DiMaggio, your host. He asks us a question. We say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. Josh, take it away.
Halle Berry said in an interview that whenever she's at home, she walks around naked the whole time. 1 or 0. You walk around your house naked.
1, I do, but not all the time. And it's tough because I live in a neighborhood, right? Like, she must be very secluded and very private. I have to be very cognizant about it. But actually, I guess, honestly, at this point, it's probably more of a 0. I've been doing it a lot less now that people are, like, home and around a lot more. People are walking around the neighborhood. Catch myself. I'm a robe guy walking around the house. Like, I like to go naked with
the
robe.
Are you slippers guy, too?
Slippers guy, too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have a smoking pipe. You know, you go to the pipe then at the end of the night. Just a nice little, you know, Sherlock Holmes-type pipe. Just, you know, a couple of puffs before you go to bed.
I have my grandfather's, but I don't use it. No,
oh, sure.
I'm not a pipe tobacco guy.
More
now.
Of an heirloom.
Exactly, yes.
I'm a 0 here, and it's not that I'm uncomfortable with being naked. I am uncomfortable being naked and just having everything out as I'm wandering about my house. Like, I mean, I lived alone for, you know, a good chunk of my time that I've been here in Milwaukee. But even then, like, I just didn't, like, if I was walking around from the shower, like, I would throw a towel on below my waist. I mean, I did have a big window in the first apartment I had here, like in my living room, that looked across to the building right there. So if I was walking around naked, somebody might see something. But it's just, when I walk around, I feel like I need to be covered up just a little bit.
I just got reminded of a story. So I also live in an apartment alone, and I have massive windows that take up a whole wall. Mm-hmm. And shortly after I moved in, I don't walk around naked often, but if it's post-shower and it's like, all right, I'll just make it from the bathroom to the bedroom to put some clothes on, I was doing that, and I realized that I could see somebody on their balcony, and I realized that they could also see me too. So I quit that habit as soon as that realized.
Did you make eye contact?
They're not close enough for me to tell if they were looking at me, but they were facing my direction, and I was like, well, maybe I should kick this one out of there, because, I mean, I don't love to see myself naked, so I can't imagine anyone else does either.
Fair enough. Dan from Baraboo chimes in, says Greg's bringing that BDE, Big Dad Energy, with the robe and slippers.
A divorced man was ordered to pay back his ex-wife $7,700 for unequal housework. One or zero, you do your fair share of housework.
I'm a zero here. I'll be perfectly honest. I don't do my fair share of the housework. Now, here's where I will defend myself. I do the stuff that, like, is the worst jobs, though. Anything trash-related or gross-related or cleaning the toilets or, like, picking up the dog's mess outside. Those are all my jobs, but I don't do my fair share of the housework still. I just do the worst stuff, and that's how I justify it in my mind, even though I know it's just because my wife is a better person than me.
Yeah, I'm a zero here as well. I mean, I feel like I do some. It's not like I'm doing nothing. She just will, my fiance who lives with me, like, she will take care of most of the cleaning. But if there's, like, something, yeah, like, bigger that needs to be done, like, if we're going to do a deep clean and you're getting behind the couches, you're moving the couches, getting underneath the couches, like, I will be responsible for all of that, of moving everything, putting everything back. So, I mean, I'm doing some stuff, but the day-to-day, no, she's doing way more than me.
One or zero, there is a chore you refuse to do.
I'm a zero here. I mean, look, once you start picking up dead animals that your dog kills in the backyard, no. The worst is, like, this summer I was golfing and then had to go to do the show, and my dog killed, like, a squirrel in the backyard because he's a tremendous hunter, and it's 80 degrees with the sun on it, and I don't get home until, what, 6:30? And it was out there for like 8 hours, and my wife refused to pick it up, and so I had to go back there. That was the worst one. So no, there's no chore after that I won't do.
Yeah, I'm a zero. There's nothing. There's no chore that I'm disgusted by. There's nothing I won't do. I'll do it. Doesn't matter.
All right, here is our last one. There have been many reboots talked about recently, with a list that includes Frasier, Rugrats, Flashdance, among many others. One or zero. No remakes would be better than a lot of remakes.
I'm a one here. I think at some point it's hard to redo it better. So you take a whole different scope, a whole different perspective into watching a remake versus watching an original. Also, why would you remake Frasier and not remake Cheers? Like, the idea that you would go ahead and remake Frasier and not Cheers is wild to me. Because now you're just remaking a spinoff of an original show instead of going back to the original show. But no, I'm not a big fan of the remakes. Give me more originals. There's got to be new ideas. What are we doing?
I'm a one here. I want more originals. Now, and it's not even a remake. It's just a reboot. Like, Kelsey Grammer's still going to be playing Frasier. They're just rebooting and picking up how many ever years later it is now, just like they did with Saved by the Bell over on Peacock. Like, these things, like Mad About You, like Spectrum did they rebooted Mad About You with Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt. Like, these things just do not give me that much interest. The shows that are taking off and resonating with people, yes, nostalgia is a very powerful thing, but as much as I love Seinfeld, it's my favorite show, I'm not clamoring for any sort of, like, getting them to, the way that they did their reunion to me was perfect when they did it over the course of a season, like, about how they would do it on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I thought that was hilarious. I thought that was a very Jerry Seinfeld, very David way of doing things. But the shows that people love now are mostly original or based off of a book that we haven't seen on screen before, like Game of Thrones was, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, like these types of things that people just cling to and love. They don't want those things rebooted. They just want more of these original ideas.
Yeah, it's like look, I love Tremont Williams, but at some point, if the Packers just keep signing, like, it gets less exciting every time they bring Tremont Williams back. It's like your favorite team. You bring back the old standby, you let him go, you bring him back. Like, at some point, it's not as exciting.
No, Jair Alexander's really exciting.
Really exciting. And that does it for 1 or 0 on Scalzo and Bruss. Did you have a follow-up to that one, Josh?
No, you guys pretty much said everything I wanted to say, because I get very angry at the lack of risk a lot of movie studios will take, and it also branches over to, like, this is people are going to get mad about, but like the Marvel universe and all that stuff, because it's all just taking something that we know is going to work and just redoing it, but slightly different with a different main character.
Here's where I will defend the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is because, like, what I really enjoy about that is how, like, all of the movies are connected. Like, they have a thread connecting all these different movies, and they're telling a coherent story, which is then what ticked me off as a Star Wars fan when they decided to do 3 more Star Wars movies and couldn't put together a coherent story. Like, nobody could, like, just go, hey, this is the story we're going to tell over these 3 movies. You have, under the same Disney umbrella, somebody just did it for 15 years over the course of 22 films, and you couldn't put together 3 coherent stories? Kathleen Kennedy? Yeah, I'm looking at you, Kathleen.
Big Kathleen Kennedy. What has she ever done?
Not ruined Star Wars.
I'm not a Star Wars. I don't. You guys are talking naps. I don't have that many nap takes. You guys are talking Star Wars. I have no Star Wars takes whatsoever. Nick in Madison chimes in, says cleaning hair from a drain is the most disgusting chore ever.
I can't. Is there much that grosses you guys out? Like, in terms of chores or things around the house, like, there is nothing that I can come up with that's really going to disgust me.
I've got maybe a weird one, but pet food. If I have to smell, like, whenever I have to feed a pet, I hold my breath, especially, like, even the dry food. But if it's, like, the wet food or whatever it is, I hate that. I hate the smell of it. I hate the look of it. I hate the texture. I hate if it gets on me.
Like, the dry food, I guess, maybe I've just been used to it, but, like, the dry food doesn't really have, I mean, it's got a little bit of a smell, but I don't know.
If you, like, put it to your nose, you can smell it, but
yeah.
You open the jar it's in, you're getting whiffs of it like crazy.
Maybe I'm just used to it. J.J. Watt put out some nap takes earlier today. Said midday naps loathed as a child, revered in adulthood. We've got a lot of nap takes from the Scalzo and Bruss family. We'll get to those next on Scalzo and Bruss.
You're listening to Scalzo and Bruss.
Sporting events I will have missed. Coming up next.
Events Ben Bruss will have missed. Coming up next.
That was
Scalzo
so bad.
And Bruss. No, smooth.
This is why you do all that stuff, and I just talk when you say
no,
Ben.
No, it's good.
Talk.
I like when you try.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
I'm Bruss, presented by Nude Hard Seltzer. No Ben Bruss, Gabe Neitzel in his place. I'm Greg Scalzo, Chris Larson, Josh DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. J.J. Watt gave us a nap take today. Loathed in childhood, revered in adulthood. We got a lot of nap takes being fired at us right now. Gabe Neitzel, Josh DiMaggio, the nap experts, the nap artists, excuse me. It's not
Thank
an expertise. It is an art. Although Joshy aligns more with the critic side of things. The Roger Ebert of napping. Chad in McGuanago chimes in, says 30 to 45 minutes is perfect for a nap. Any longer makes me feel more tired, and I'm jealous, Gabe. It's hard to take naps. Gabe said that it's very easy for him to fall asleep. He continues, says a little sunlight makes for a great nap, and says, I have also noticed when Gabe is on the show, it's much more chill.
What, you guys spend the afternoons usually just yelling at each other, or what?
Usually yelling at Ben, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, Ben also brings a cadence that isn't common to a lot of radio shows, where it's just constant firing, so
he's manic.
Yeah, and like we catch him on a lot of things, a lot of little white lies he might tell or slip-ups he has, but many slip past us because he's throwing so much at us so fast.
The nap takes continue. Brian from Milwaukee says, 45 minute. How about a bet on if Ben wears the same suit again tonight on the Big Ten Network? But he says couch always, especially on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, is preferred.
So speaking of Ben, like, did he, you sent me and Josh, Greg, a picture earlier today. Like, did he just, like, wake up from a nap? He was wearing, like, the A undershirts that you would put on. Like, that's all he did. He answered a Zoom call wearing nothing but the tank top A undershirt that you would put on underneath your dress shirt.
Yes, and we can probably find a way to post that on Twitter at @ScalzoneBrust. Yeah, he was wearing just a tank top undershirt. Like, I popped it on. We have a meeting. It's our standard, like, one-on-one time. Me and Ben Brust, and the video clicks on, and sure enough, he's got the black tank top undershirt going.
Which was interesting to me. I thought those are, you just got to go white with those all the time.
Well, I go gray. The ones I have are gray.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, but you can't wear that with a white shirt then. You have to wear that, right? You can't wear the gray.
The gray actually depends. It depends upon the shirt. Like, if it's a little bit of a thicker white shirt, it doesn't show. But yeah, if it's a thinner white shirt, then yeah, you've got to go to a white one.
So I was jarred, clearly. I took a screenshot and immediately sent it to you guys. because
you did the right thing, Greg. I just wanted to let you know you did the right thing.
I was flabbergasted. Like, I asked him, is this what you're wearing? Like, this is you at work today. And he's like, yeah, well, I got to put a suit on soon. So, yeah, I'm working in this. And I demanded that he put a shirt on for us to continue the meeting.
I also think you did the right thing. Like, that would be jarring. Like, if somebody answers a work call and all they're doing is wearing their underwear, yes, that's a little concerning to me.
I'm a normal V-neck undershirt guy. If I were to just be wearing an undershirt, like, that would be jarring even. And it doesn't even show the shoulders. There's something about seeing another man's shoulders at, like, 11 in the afternoon on a work day that just doesn't feel quite right.
Yeah, or 11 in the morning on a work day. If you're meeting at 11 in the afternoon, I've got questions, man. But yeah, no, I am. If I dress up, like right now, I have like a golf polo on, and I don't wear an undershirt underneath that. But last week, I did some stuff on Spectrum News One, Spectrum News One here in Milwaukee. So it was like the first time I had to dress up, like, at all in the pandemic. Like, I had to put on the shirt, the tie, the jacket, the whole nine yards. But yeah, if that's the way I'm dressing up, or if you're going to a wedding, what have you, I always have the tank top undershirt.
Yeah, that is the way to go sometimes. I just have fallen into this pattern where it's like part of my getup now. Go with the plain V-neck undershirt. More nap takes. Dan from Baraboo chimes in, says a nap on a rainy day is prime.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You get that little bit of, for those that need that little bit of noise as you sleep, that rain just kind of pitter-pattering on your window is, I mean, I hope that gets it done for those people. I've never been somebody that needs that fan in order to sleep. So hopefully for those that do need that, just that little bit of noise, I think that could help.
Hilsey chimes in. He's old. He's napping in bed in full-on khakis and button-down on top of the blankets even. But he wants to know from Joshy, how are naps on the love train?
How
Josh, of course, famously on the love train, joined Mark in New Berlin, joined forces in his massive heel turn. How are naps on the love train, Josh? Comfortable?
Oh, comfortable. We got a nice breeze rolling through there. We got a little sunlight coming through the large and expansive windows. We've got everything you need.
Yeah, probably not a lot of people in there, so it's nice and roomy. A
lot
really
of room
spread.
To spread out.
Really
stretch
really
your legs
out.
Up.
All right, we got over-under coming up next. We need caller number one, caller number three. Let's go caller one, caller three, 844-770-3776. Caller one, Joshy DiMaggio is going to give you the category and the over-under of correct answers Gabe and I will get out of 10 guesses. Caller number three, you're going to be stuck on the other side of that. The winner wins two passes to Cascade Mountain, 844-770-3776. Again, 844-770-3776. Over under next on Scalzo and Brust.